Preparations for a day-long nationwide transport strike set for Thursday, June 16th, continue to grow in intensity. Along with the expected freeze of all public transport in major towns and cities, including the capital, a demonstration has been planned in the center of Prague. The transport unions have also warned that they will send a sharp message to the government over its planned reforms by using blockades in key areas. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Less than 48 hours away, it appears little can be done to derail Thursday's strike, the largest such protest in more than 10 years, expected to paralyze public transport nationwide. The government is aware of the situation, and on Monday, Prime Minister Petr Nečas urged the unions to come back to the negotiating table. But whatever happens, organizers stressed there was no stopping things now. Thursday's strike will go ahead. Frozen in the Czech capital will be all tram and bus lines, and most likely also the Prague metro, upon which hundreds of thousands of commuters rely. The unions were in negotiation with the Prague Transport Company, whose executive clearly wants the trains to roll out. Here's what the company head Martin Dvořák had to say.
They want to stop the metro at all costs. We say no way.
Despite Dvořák's opposition, all bets are off and the metro is not expected to run. That means commuters will have to plan to hoof it, drive or bike to work. Elsewhere in cities such as Ostrava, the strike plan has also grown as more local lines are threatening to join, and even non-transport unions such as the doctors, nurses and teachers are expressing solidarity in opposition to the government's fiscal reforms, promising to hand out leaflets in the workplace. The unions can also take strength from the fact that, according to some polls, 3/5 of the public are backing the strike. By contrast, some, like the country's president, suggest that the government should not be taking criticism lying down, but on the contrary, should be hitting back. In Plzeň on Monday, Václav Klaus outlined what he would do if he were the one in charge.
I think that the government should be resolute and should not back down. They need to show those who regularly run public transport that they don't have a monopoly, that they could lose their place.
Thursday's strike is expected to last even more than 24 hours, and for many regular commuters, the business of getting to and from work will be unpleasant. To compound difficulties, many will opt to travel by car, which could lead to gridlock, especially in the capital. The emergency services have responded by saying they will have an extra rescue helicopter standing by. One area where the unions have budged, at least somewhat since the weekend, is that of blockades. Initially, the unions promised they would be on many major routes, a strategy that was questioned by some. Political analyst Jiří Pehe.
Blocking roads and actually coming up with other forms of protest, which may be outside what a regular strike is all about, could actually turn the public against trade unions. On the other hand, this is always very tricky because actions such as massive strikes can be always misused and abused by radical groups, and actually to block a street or a highway is a very easy thing to do. And quite frankly, trade unions don't always have necessary kind of control over such actions.
The unions have since recast the idea, saying that blockades will not broadly affect commuters, but primarily will affect only the so-called papalashe, to quote their use of a derogatory Czech term for people of importance. In this case, they presumably have in mind primarily representatives of the government.
Thanks for this report, Jan.